Just as I am, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for me. I want to use that as a topic for today in our service, just as I am. Regardless of how hard we preach and how much meat we put in our sermons, the truth is people need to be able to understand God's word on a basic level. And my sermons are directed primarily to people who are unsaved. Of course, those of you who are saved should be able to gain valuable points to use in your evangelistic efforts. I, on purpose, keep my sermons simple because I do not want anyone to have an excuse for not coming to Almighty God. Just as I am. Let's read again, beginning in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 28. Romans chapter 8, beginning reading at verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. Father God, bless the preaching of this sermon. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. If you are not saved, point number one is that you desperately need to get saved. The reason for that, number one, is because God commands you to repent. But a reason that you should also consider is because if you do not become saved, you will spend eternity in hell. And I don't believe you want to do that. And so you should, at your earliest convenience, and that is right now. Your earliest convenience is right now. This is your earliest opportunity. You say, well, I'm driving, I'm flying a plane. Even as you drive and fly a plane, you say, Lord, save my soul. You can take 2 seconds to say, oh, Lord, save my soul. You can take 2 seconds to say, "Oh Lord, save my soul." Pray the prayer. Put the prayer in God's hands. And let God decide what he wants to do with it. He has already said that all men ought to repent. He has commanded you to repent. So it's not like him up on your repentance to not save you. You say, "Well, I'm not ready." That's why we're using this topic, this title. You come just as you are. You say, "Well, I'm in homosexuality." You come just as you are, and Christ will get you out. How does he do that, Reverend? You just repent and say, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, help me." You say, "I'm in adultery." Well, you come just as you are, and you pray to God, and he will get you out. You say, "I'm a gambler." Well, you come just as you are, and the Lord will get you out if you repent. You say, "Well, I'm a drunkard and a drug addict, and I've been so for 30 years. Come to Jesus. He will get you out. You say, "Well, I'm none of those. I live good, but I just don't like church, and I don't believe in God." I say to you, come just as you are, and God will get you out. How do I know that? Read his word. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord. You say, "Well, I don't love him." That's why you need to come to him, because when you come to him, he will give you the love you need to love him. You say, "Well, I see down here that it says predestinate and predestination. Maybe he didn't predestinate me." There are many theological arguments relative to that. But what we know assuredly is that Jesus says, "Come unto me all," A-L-L, and you are part of that all. Where did he say that, Reverend? Well, he said that in the New Testament. Well, Reverend, specifically, where did he say that? Well, he said that in Matthew chapter 11. Well, Reverend, where in Matthew chapter 11 did he say it? Well, he said it in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. And what did he say, Reverend? He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You say, "I'm not laboring, I'm not heavy laden." If you don't know Jesus, you're heavy laden and you don't know it. You may think you are not heavy laden, but you are laden with sin. You say, "I've never done a sin in my life." You don't even recognize what sin is, my friend, until you let the Holy Spirit, the light of God, show you what sin is. If you don't believe in God, that certainly is sin. But Jesus said in Romans chapter 8, verses 28, 29, and 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You say, "Well, Reverend, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if I can believe or not." Well, that's a major problem, my friend. If you don't know if you can believe or not, you need to do some work. You see, God has no deficit. The deficit is in you. Now, if you want your deficit to send you to hell, that's a choice that you are making. It's not God's choice, and God is not pleased with that choice. But he does grant the freedom of will to choose and not to choose. In your case, if you're choosing to not go to heaven, then you're choosing to go to hell. And tell me, what is there in hell that you want? What is there in hell that you want? Think about that. What is there in hell that you want? Jesus is calling you, and he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let us pray. Father God, I have issued the invitation. I have lifted up Jesus. I have read scripture. I have encouraged and I have informed of the urgency of the moment. In Jesus' name, help them, Father. Help them. Those who still aren't convinced. Those who still aren't persuaded. Help them in the name of God the Father. Help them in the name of God the Son. Help them, Father, in Jesus' name. Help them to accept you and become a child of God. Help them to accept you right now. Right now. Just now. Right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.